Mishnah Yom is for Monday, the ninth day of Sivan, Tovshin Pei Gimel. Masechta Yuma, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis. This Mishnah continues the previous one, and it comes to teach us that an incident occurred which caused the stopping of competitive racing up the ramp. Maaseh Shehayu Shnayim Rishavim. There was a story where two people were equally first, and they were running up Barotzin Voilin Bakevesh, going up the ramp to Koinim, and they were both eager to be the first one up the top to be able to be Zoicha to do the Trumas Adeshen, to do the mitzvah of taking the ash off the Mizbeach and putting it on the eastern side of the ramp, as was done each morning. And in their excitement, V'dochav Echad Mehenes Chaveri, one of them pushed the other. V'nofal v'nishbar raglo, and his friend fell and broke his leg. V'kevin shero Beistin shabon l'dei sakana, when Beistin saw that there was danger arising out of this racing god competition up the ramp, hiskinu shelo yehu tormin es hamizbeach ela b'pais. They made a decision that they're not going to give out the job of the taking Trumas Hadeshen anymore by the racing or competition, but only by a lottery, as explained in the previous Mishnah. Now the Mishnah says, Arba Payosos Hoyusham. On the daily basis in the Mikdosh, there were four lotteries done every day. And all the avodas, all the services that were done in the Beis HaMikdosh were done, therefore, by this lottery. Four times a day they would gather together and do the lottery. V'zeh HaPayos HaRishon. And this, the lottery for Trumas Adeshen that we just mentioned, was the first payos, the first lottery of the day. The Gemara explains that the one who won the right, or won the lottery in this particular juncture at the first lottery, he would be also the one who earned the right to arrange the wood pile on the Mizbeach and to also put the two big pieces of wood to start up on the wood pile on the Mizbeach each day. There is a Machlokes Rishonim here as to whether the four lotteries that we mention here in our Mishnah, whether these that are going to be explained in the coming Mishnahs as well, did they happen on Yom Kippur as well or not? The opinion of the Baal HaMoir is that all these lotteries that the Mishnah is talking about and the next few Mishnahs are not talking about Yom Kippur. It cannot be in Yom Kippur. Why? And he says, because the Avodah of the day was only kosher by the Kohen Gadol. Since all the services of the day could only be done by the Kohen Gadol, so there was no lottery done there. That's how the Baal HaMoir holds. The Ramban argues with him in his Sefer Milchemes Hashem, and he holds that this whole chapter would not be here in Masechta Yuma if it would not be talking about the lotteries that were done on Yom Kippur. And furthermore, how could the Chachamim just say that there were lotteries each day without specifying that this was not done on Yom Kippur if it didn't happen in Yom Kippur? And therefore the Ramban maintains that all the four lotteries were done in Yom Kippur as well, with a few exceptions as to what the lottery was for. So for example, he says the Trumas HaDeshen was not even done by the Kohen Gadol, and therefore there was a lottery for that. And even though we learnt earlier on, in the end of the previous parak, that because the Kohen Gadol would be too tired, they made the Trumas HaDeshen earlier on in the middle of the midnight, that was not because the Kohen Gadol. It was not because the Kohen Gadol did it. It was so that when the morning dawned, when the sun shone in the morning, he'd be able to do the Avodah and he wouldn't have to wait for the Trumas HaDeshen to be done. Similarly, there were other differences with the second lottery and third lottery. For example, even though we mention here about the Shchit of the Tomid, we're going to mention soon, the slaughtering of the Tomid and the sprinkling, that was normally done, that was on Yom Kippur, that was done by the Kohen Gadol. So there were certain things that the lotteries that we're going to talk about in these Mishnais did apply on Yom Kippur, and certain things that didn't. And the Ramban says that the Tan of the Mishnais did not want to separate them because it relied on the fact that later on in this Masechta, we will see what things the Kohen Gadol did and what things he didn't. And therefore, the Mishnah just goes through all the four lotteries that were done every day of the year, including Yom Kippur, with a little bit of adjustments as to exactly what they were for on Yom Kippur. But, says the Ramban, definitely he holds, there were four lotteries. Let's have a look at Mishnah Gimel. Hapayis HaSheni, the second lottery. The one who won the second lottery that determined Mishochet, who would shech the Korban Tomid, Mizorek, who would be sprinkling the blood of the Korban Tomid. And the reason for that is because, and the coming and the following steps that we're going to talk about soon, altogether 13 Kohenim actually won a position or won a job in this second lottery. But how it worked was, as we discussed before, that the lottery, that the person making the lottery would pick a large number, and then they would go around from the Kohen whose hat he took off, and they would go around, and then the number, let's say it was 100, the Kohen who landed on 100, he would get the job of the shechting, the Korban Tomid. The second fellow next to him on his right would have the job of taking the blood and sprinkling it. That was the second person standing on his right. Continues the Mishnah, Mi medashen mizbech apnimi, that was the third person on his right. The third person to his right, he would take down the ash from the mizbeach of the Ketoras, the inner mizbeach in the Eichel. So he would clean out the inside mizbeach. That was the third coin. Then the fourth coin on his right, or mimadashin es amnora, he would be the one who would take off clean the ash out of the menorah, the ash and the wicks, etc. Then, or mimale evorim lakevish. And then there would be the next person who will be the one who gets the right to take the limbs of the Korban Tomid lakevish up the ramp. Because as we said, we learnt in Masechta Shkolim, the Kohenim would leave the limbs of the Korban Tomid on the lower half of the ramp. The ramp was long, was 32 amos long. So the first half of it, the lower half of it, they would leave the limbs there of the Korban Tomid. They would go and into the Lishka Sakozis and they would read Shema. And afterwards, they would take the limbs up to the Mizbeach. But the limbs that the Kohenim would now take up the Mizbeach would go according to the order of this particular lottery. So, we've now talked about the first person, the one upon whom the number was landed on. He does the shechita of the Korban Tomid. The second fellow next, the second Kohen, does the kabbalas adam and sprinkling the blood. The third one cleaned out the mizbeach apnimi. The fourth one was cleaning out the menorah. And now, the fifth one is going to take up Horosh v'horegel, taking up the head and the back right foot of the animal, of the Korban Tomid, up to the Mizbeach. That was number five. Ushtei ha'yodayim, and the one who takes the sixth Kohen, would be the one taking up the two hands, literally hands, that means the two front feet of the Korban Tomid, up to the Mizbeach. And then, ha'ukatz v'horegel, and then you had the back part of the animal and the left back foot that was taken up by the seventh Kohen. Hachoza, then you had the breast of the animal, the fat of the breast, the hagera, and the neck. The neck of the animal is where it chews its cud, with the two ribs, the two rib cages on the right and the two rib cages on the left. And hanging on to them was the windpipe, the heart, and the lungs. All that was done by the Kohen number eight. Ushtei hadfonis, then you had the two sides of the animal with the spinal cord, and the spleen and liver. That was taken up by the ninth Kohen. V'hakrovayim, and the insides, the intestines, which were placed in a bowl with the legs on top of it, that was taken up by the tenth Kohen. V'hasoilus, the flour that was used for the accompanying mincha, the mincha, the pancake, that was taken up by kohen number 11. V'hachavitin, and then the pancakes, that was the mincha, the kohen gadol, that was offered half in the morning, half in the evening, that was taken up by the 12th kohen. V'hayayin, and then the wine for pouring, every korban tamid would have a pouring of wine with it, that's called the nisachim, that was taken up by the 13th kohen. Altogether, therefore, Shlosha Osra Kohanim Zachobai, says the Mishnah, there were 13 Kohanim that would win a position, a winner, an avoda, in this second lottery. Amar ben Azai lifnei Rabbi Akiva mishum Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi ben Azai said in front of Rabbi Akiva, in the name of Rabbi Yeshua, Derech hiluchoi hayakarev. He says, the way an animal, the way the lamb walks when it's alive, the way it moves its limbs, that's the way it was taken up, Hayakarev. That's the way it was taken up, the Mizbech, and offered. So the Gemara explains, how does an animal walk? The head moves first, then the back right foot, then the breast and the neck, then the two front feet, then the two sides, the back of the animal, and the back foot, the left back foot. This is what Ben Azai says in the name of Rabbi Yeshua. The Tanakama, however, held that it didn't work that way. What was offered first was not the way it walks in its position, in its body. Rather, the bigger limbs get offered first, except that the head, everyone agrees, the head has to be offered first. That's offered first. So the head and the fats were used to cover the place of the shechita, so it would look a bit nicer when you're covering the place where it's been slaughtered. The head and the podder, the fat covering the base of shechita, that would be the first thing going up. Afterwards, it depended. According to the Tanakhama, the bigger pieces would be taken up first, such as the two front feet, etc. Whereas according to this opinion, Ben Azai, in the name of Rabbi Yeshua, he said, no, then it was done in order of the way the animal's limbs move when they walk, as we discussed.